All right, so today we're going to talk a little bit about blood pressure. I asked what you guys want to talk about. I got depression, I got blood pressure, and I got some kidney stuff. So we'll talk about blood pressure because it kind of ties all three of them in. So the first thing we always want to talk about when we talk about pressure is what pressure actually is. So pressure is resistance to flow. That's the literal engineering definition. So what you have to understand about hydraulic system, which is the cardiovascular system, is that you have a pump, you have pipes, and you have a fluid, right? Standard hydraulic function. The pump cannot create pressure. Not the way it works. The pump creates flow. Pressure is resistance to flow, right? So you can only resist that flow with two ways, the pipe or the fluid. So if the pipe gets smaller, like sticking your thumb over the end of a garden hose, pressure goes up. If the viscosity or the thickness of the fluid goes up, pressure goes up, okay? Because it's harder to move a thicker fluid. So think, you know, moving water around in a tube versus moving jelly around in a tube. Moving the jelly around has a lot, much higher viscosity. It's going to take longer for it to move around. So the amount of force required to push the jelly is higher than the amount of force required to push the water. Okay, so more pressure is required. So quick two things that we always do when we start having pressure issues is we pull blood. And we look at the H&H. The H&H is the hemoglobin hematocrit. It's one of the things we look at. It's not the only thing. But that's a quick indication of how thick the blood's getting. We see it a lot with hormone therapy, things like that. So if you're not getting your blood work done on a regular basis, if you're on hormone therapy, especially if you're on a higher end hormone therapy using peptides and stuff like that, or just a higher amount of tests, you guys really need to check your blood every 3 months. So do that. But the H&H is a big one on that one. So if you pull the blood and the viscosity of your blood looks good, so you know, the thickness of your blood looks good, we can typically go with the next option, which is kidney. Typically, when we start talking about, you know, the pipe, you can have localized constriction of the blood vessel. We see that with COVID, we see this with the COVID vaccine. It makes the pipes tighter, but it doesn't increase blood pressure overall. Sometimes we'll have migraine headaches. That's a blood pressure issue inside the brain. That's a lack of oxygen issue. And so that's actually a good point. I should bring up the blood pressure in your left leg, your brain, your right arm, all different. They can easily be different. So just taking your blood pressure at one point isn't always beneficial. So that is a thing. Now, when we start looking at the easiest way to manipulate blood pressure is by working on the fluid itself. So again, if we take out 20% of the fluid that's in your hydraulic system, pressure goes down because there's less fluid, less things to move around. That's the medical option, which is why they give you Lasix and diuretics and things like that, because it works at the kidney to drop a lot of fluid out of your body. So that brings us kind of to kidney. The kidneys have a lot of function over blood pressure because they're one of the major resistant points in the body. Liver is another one, but kidney is really the big one. This is where a lot of medical drugs are pointed at to pull fluid out of the body. So if we look at long-term pressure issues, we have to factor the kidney in a lot. So cleaning the kidneys. I like to start with castor packing the kidneys and just doing simple kidney complex and then using allicin and histonol. So those work really well at bringing down a lot of small infections, small issues. If we're worried about any calcification issues, we're worried about, you know, nanobacteria and things like that. There's some other things we can use that work really, really well. RFA seems to help a little bit. High dose hydrochloric acid also works pretty well at clearing those things out. One of the other things we always lean on is stress. Stress shifts you into that sympathetic state. The sympathetic state, that fight flight, can override a lot of these systems neurologically and push your blood pressure higher. So we do a lot of things to manage cortisol levels to increase the body's ability to produce cortisol. So adrenal health, we talked about a little bit a couple days ago. And decreasing the total inflammation of the body. So that's going to be liver, kidney as well. So when we go through and we kind of do that, we see blood pressure come down all the time. We see pressure come down, I don't know, without specifically doing anything for it, in about half our patients. Half our patients will come in, they'll have blood pressure issues, not terrible. Some of them are slightly medicated, so they'd be 160 over, you know, 110, something like that. And they'll be slightly medicated. And as we clean them up, it comes down the vast majority of the time by itself. So as you get the inflammation out of the body, as you change the diet, as you start getting the things that are causing the damage to the blood vessels, to the kidneys and things like that to calm down, we see it drop quite a bit. And that's really happens quite often. We can go through and target it, but that's going to be the big thing. So if you're worried about your blood pressure, check your H&H, and then get the inflammation out of the body. One of the big, again, and I know I keep going back to this, but I need you guys to understand how critically important this is. The things that you eat on a daily basis are why you're going to be healthy, straight up. There's a meme running around the internet that talks about how your diet is not just what you put in your mouth, but what you put in your mind. And that's 100% accurate. So the music you listen to, the TV shows you watch, the environment, the mental psychological environment that you go home to, if that's a place of peace and relaxation, it's going to help you tremendously. If it's a place of struggle and strife and strain, stress, it's gonna be problematic. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, it's funny because people ask me all the time, like, why do you, you know, like when we were doing the Facebook stuff, and like, why do you talk so much about relationships and stuff like that? Because it's so hypercritical to the overall holistic viewpoint of a person's health. If you're eating perfect and your hormones are balanced and chemically you're taking the supplements you need, but your day is just miserable. You know, you wake up in the morning and you have a miserable family life. And so you're just doing whatever you can to get out of that house. And then you get to work and your boss is a jerk because, you know, everybody's stressed out. And so, you know, you're beat up all day long at work. And then you go back home to the stress of, you know, a not peaceful, not happy family life. You know, yeah, your whole life's going to suck. And your blood pressure is going to come up. Your health's going to come down. So, you know, there is a big, big piece to this psychologically as well. But the quick things to look at are, you know, where's my inflammatory processes? You know, that's not only going to help your blood pressure, that's going to help your whole life. But, you know, clean the kidneys, clean the liver a little bit, check your H&H, and start giving your body the chemistry it needs to kind of flush out the kidneys. But again, you really need to start looking at your total overall stress profile to see what's going on throughout the whole body. So the way that, like I said, we work this is that we just go through and we work on everything. We go through the initial, what we call the primary detox, kill the parasites, clean the kidneys, clean the liver, reset those things. And then, you know, we work through the diet a little bit, and then we start working on what are the stresses. So when people come in and they work with us, when we first do is we clean everything up, and about a month, 6 weeks in, we sit down, we go, all right, now let's go through, now that we've got the chemistry kind of reset, your base is kind of reset, let's go through your life and let's pick out where the stressors are. And so we know if we need to give you more B vitamins, or we need to do more adrenal work, or we need to do, you know, hey, do your exercises in the middle of the day instead of the beginning of the day, so we can crash the parasympathetic cycle, or, you know, here's how we're going to balance all the things that we're doing so that we can get everything kind of reset. And I'd say about half the time, just doing the primary detox and the chemistry resets will get people's blood pressure to come back down where it needs to be. And then the rest of them, as they start working on those stress points, just kind of balancing the stress, whether they need to go see a therapist, whether they need to do ketamine, whether they need to do psilocybin, or whatever they're going to do for their PTSD, stress, and that type of thing, that mental neurologic piece, we have to manage that as well. So there's two big pieces on this one. It's the chemical piece, the supplementation, the diet piece, which is not super difficult. It's just, we got to set it all out. And then it's the one where we got to sit down, we got to figure out where's your stress coming from and how do you cut it out of your life or balance it. Because a lot of times people come in and they go, look, I love my spouse, I love my kids, and I love my job, like that would be my life, but I care passionately about them all because so I obviously have stress involved in all of them. Cool. How are we going to balance that? Right? We can't cut it out of your life. We don't want to cut it out of your life. How do we balance it? So I work out real hard in the middle of the day. I make sure that my sleep is set really well. So I go to bed a certain time. I wake up a certain time. You know, I've dialed that in. I've got my CPAP. I've got the whole thing set up for my sleep. Sleep solid. And then there's specific things that I do to. So, for instance, this is a weird one. This takes a lot more explanation, but I make my wife her tea every night so that she has it in the morning, so that I know that I've done at least something for my wife every single day. And that helps me check the box of, okay, am I doing things? It's more than just one thing, but you know, am I doing the things to make sure that my family life stays functional? Like, am I doing the things, am I feeding into my wife's love language every day? And so when I get done with my day, I can be like, I've done all of these things to ensure that my holistic functional stress life is where it needs to be. And so that's really beneficial. So the blood pressure thing, oftentimes the reason I get into all this is because it's a bigger thing. It's not just a take this pill and you'll be fine. It's a where's your mind at? It's where's your stress levels at? Where does it over time? So calming those things down and bringing those back into focus or balancing those is kind of important. But if you're going to start this and just kind of willy-nilly it, get your water up, kidney complex, kidney castor packs, coffee enemas, and like a kidney complex, Allison. Those would be great additions to just kind of help push those things back where they're supposed to be. But manage your stress and start looking at how you're going to deal with your stress. That's going to be a big piece of not only neurologic and overall health, but blood pressure is going to play a big role in that if you can keep your stress where it's supposed to be, or just buffer it or manage it. So that would be what I do on that one. That's also going to help the depression. And we'll get into more depression tomorrow because I wanted to spend some time on that one. But we'll go through that tomorrow and probably a little bit on Friday, since it counts as a question. But as far as blood pressure goes, look at that stuff real quick. And if you need more help, give us a call, swing in, and we can get started. Kind of, like I said, going over the entire thing and resetting the whole body. So, you guys have a good day, and I will talk to you later. Thanks for your time.